To fuel its growing economy, India is turning to Iran. A proposed 2,600-kilometer gas pipeline would carry natural gas from fields in Iran to India to satisfy the country's increasing demand for energy. The proposed $7.5 billion pipeline would run through Pakistan. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf cleared obstacles to the planned pipeline after the Iranian president's recent visit to New Delhi and Islamabad. Washington continues to oppose the pipeline because it believes the pipeline will bolster Iran. Patrick Clausen is Deputy Director for Research at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. He says the United States appreciates the support India has given on the issue of Iran's nuclear program, but he adds that Washington would be delighted if the Iran-India pipeline never got built.
The concern is that international investment in Iran's oil and gas industry gives confidence to the Iranian government that it is not paying much of a price for its defiance of the Security Council over the nuclear matter.
The United States says Iran would benefit from huge gas sales as a result of the pipeline. Washington fears the pipeline will reduce the West's economic leverage over Tehran, economic leverage that is necessary to persuade Iran to abandon its nuclear ambitions. Vijay Rana, a London-based journalist and a former BBC broadcaster, says India's priority is fulfilling its energy needs, and the gas pipeline is crucial to India, which relies heavily on fuel imports for its fast-growing economy.
India is an energy-hungry country. The economic development is very fast in this country, and they really need energy resources. So they are keen to have this gas pipeline.
Indian Foreign Secretary Shiv Shankar Menon says neither the pipeline nor the relationship between India and Iran should concern Washington or any other third country.
Everything we do with Iran is open, above board, and quite clear to everybody. Frankly, from our point of view, the more engagement there is, the more Iran becomes a factor of stability in the region, the better it is for us all.
President Bush's offer to supply India with nuclear reactors is part of an ongoing effort to upgrade the U.S.-Indian strategic partnership. Several analysts say that India, while seeking to reaffirm its traditional neighborly relationship with Iran, has also been developing closer ties to the United States and Israel, both perceived as enemies by Tehran. Nonetheless, Vijay Rana says U.S. pressure on India to give up the gas pipeline project is likely to backfire.
If the Indian public opinion sees that Americans are pressurizing India because India wants to have good relations with Iran, then the old memories of Cold War comes into play. And a big part of Indian public opinion, particularly the left parties, they say that we should not be pressurized by a superpower like America, and we should be free to have whatever relations we want with any other country like Iran.
Pakistan is in favor of the pipeline project because, in addition to getting natural gas from Iran, it would earn an estimated $1 billion annually in transit fees. Washington-based Pakistani journalist Khalid Hassan thinks the United States will not let the pipeline deal jeopardize its good relations with India and Pakistan.
The thing is that this pipeline suits Iran, it suits Pakistan, it suits India. It also will be a major contributor to the goodwill and peace process which is now underway between India and Pakistan. So therefore, the national interests of all three countries will override any objections that the U.S. might have.
Many analysts say because India understands the importance of its strategic partnership with the United States, it would certainly keep Washington informed of any deal with Iran. This program was written by Subhash Bora. For News Now, I'm Steve Ember.
the concern is that international investment in Iran's oil and gas industry gives confidence to the Iranian government that it is not paying much of a price for its defiance of the Security Council over the nuclear matter.
India is an energy-hungry country. The economic development is very fast in this country, and they really need energy resources. So they are keen to have this this gas pipeline.
Everything we do with Iran is open, above board, and quite clear to everybody. I don't see why that should worry anybody. Frankly, from our point of view, the more engagement there is, the more Iran becomes a factor of stability in the region, the better it is for us all.
If the Indian public opinion sees that that Americans are pressurizing India because India wants to have good relations with Iran, then the old memories of Cold War comes into play, and quite a lot of Indian, a big part of Indian public opinion, particularly the left parties, they say that we should not be pressurized by a superpower like America, and we should be free to have whatever relations we want with any other country like Iran.
The thing is that this pipeline suits Iran, it suits Pakistan, it suits India. It also will be a major contributor to the goodwill and peace process which is now underway between India and Pakistan. So therefore, the national interests of all three countries will override any objections that the U.S. might have.